it's day 2 of October 2016. And as the second day of the themed 8 days, first 8 days by Paul O'Mahony at O'Mahony Blog, we are still on this deserted island. And today's pick for music that I would definitely take with me to my wee island in the sun. Yes, makes me think of Harry Belafonte when I say that, for some reason. Is opera. I'll probably do opera again, but this one is opera arias. And I have quite an eclectic mix of opera stuff, and in particular arias. Some of the music is a compilation, if you like, of well-known, famous and great opera arias and duets. So I could be playing, for example, Puccini, Tosca, or Bellini, Norma, one of my favourite, all-time favourite operas. And I know that Paul O'Mahony has only just been to see a version of it live over there in Ireland. And he absolutely loved it. And of course, one of the most famous arias from that is Casta Diva. And there was only one female singer, to my mind, that sings it better than anyone else, and that's Maria Callas. But I could go on. There's Donizetti, Verdi, Mozart, the Marriage of Figaro, Bellini again in a Puritana. But I'm going to go for Puccini and La Boheme for the particular track from my selection of arias. And it's the aria, or the duet, if you like, O Suave Fanciulla. And this is a live recording, and it features my all-time favourite tenor, Luciano Pavarotti. And in this case, he has sung this aria many times before with Maria Lafreni. But this time it's with a soprano that I think actually is not as well known and doesn't get the recognition that the other big stars get. But nevertheless, I think this is a brilliant partnership, and it's with Fiamma Iso di Amico. So I'll paint the scene. As I said, the actual duet aria is O Suave Fanciulla, and Pavarotti plays Rodolfo, who is a poet, and Mimi is, I should say that Fiamma is Mimi, and she plays a poor seamstress, if you like. Does a wee bit of embroidery in between, I believe. Anyway, and just to paint this scene, because it comes from a live stage recording, so you'll get a wee bit at the start, just to before the aria actually begins. So to paint the picture, which you probably don't understand unless you've actually seen the La Boheme itself. So Rodolfo and Mimi are in an upstairs room. His friends, his pals, have just left to go to the cafe, to Cafe Momus. And they call to him from outside. He goes to the window and tells them he'll be along, but he's just completing a wee poem or a bit script or something. He's writing, in other words, and they believe him. What actually happens is, as he walks back from the window, the candles have been blown out. The door's been locked. He has the key. You see, he's a bit of a dubious character. And Mimi thinks she's been locked in from outside, but he's actually got the key. And it's so it gives him a chance to approach her. And so all of a sudden, she's bathed in moonlight. And he walks towards her and begins this beautiful aria duet with her. And as they move about the room slowly, they eventually embrace and hold each other as she responds. And then at the end of the aria, they drift slowly towards the door and go out the door and the final part of the aria you hear is the voices are disappearing slowly into the distance. And it's absolutely wonderful. And I've listened to this so many times by different artists. And I always find that the live stage recordings are far superior to anything ever recorded on, say, with a live orchestra on a stage in an auditorium or in a studio, in other words. There's something else comes out where they really have to act the part. And to watch this particular act, it's so touching. And the aria itself is beautiful. So, O Suave Fanciulla from La Boheme by Puccini. Beautiful stuff.
Scrivo ancora tre righe a po'.
Chi sono?
Amici. Non sono solo, siamo in due. Andate alla lista, tenete il posto, ci saremo tosto. Ritorno
curioso,
dammi le braccio mia piccina.
Oh.